You're now with Eagles defensive backs coach Corey Unlin. And coach, I want to talk about the two corners the Eagles selected here on day two. You've got Sidney Jones from Washington, Rasul Douglas from West Virginia. First, tell us about Sidney Jones. What was it about his game that really kind of caught your eye and said, you know what, this guy would be a great fit here in Philadelphia?
Two things popped out immediately on the tape. A, competitive. Kid plays hard every single snap he's out there. Run, pass, doesn't matter. And then the other thing that when this ball's down the field, which obviously we're trying to get better at, is his ability to find the ball when it's down the field. He can turn, he can find it, locate it, go up, attack it. Those are just two things. There's a lot of other things, change of direction, everything else.
Sure.
He's a really good player. Fortunate. Great job in Joe and Howie to get him on the roster. So we're super excited about him,
so obviously. You mentioned that change of direction. And here's Sidney here at the top of the screen. And he's matching this receiver. Just talk about what you see and what was it about this play that you liked?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he ends up getting this ball here at the top of the route. If you just go back, super patient here at the line of scrimmage, not opening the gate, not getting away from the line of scrimmage, trying to disrupt the guy, makes the guy go inside over under his body. And then obviously great anticipation awareness at the top of the route, plays low shoulder. We got a safety in the middle of the field, so he doesn't need to be on top. Just great anticipation there at the top of the route. Ends up sticking his feet in the ground, coming on, undercutting it, and just snatching it. Good play.
Yeah, there's instincts.
All over the tape.
Yeah, it's that competitiveness you mentioned. And then you talked about his ability to find the ball downfield, and I thought this play against Utah wasn't an interception, but you see that ability to go up and attack it in the air.
Yeah, a little quick jam there on the bottom. Stunts the wide out here at the line of scrimmage. Good patience, stay square, and then good awareness there. Obviously knew that, almost felt like he knew that double move was going to come in the move area there, and then he ends up finding that thing about 22 yards down the field. Good body control, nice looking lean right there. Love obviously to see him go up there and get it, but great play.
How hard is it to kind of teach guys that don't necessarily show this on film in college the ability to keep your eyes on the football while also keeping that receiver on his
head? It's not easy. We do our best. The guys that, I mean, there's guys, obviously he's got the ability to do it. I think you're going to show Rasul here in a second. He's got the ability. They've shown it on tape. Do everything you can as a coach to kind of build it in there, just like you do any other movement, press man, whatever it is, and kind of put them in those situations and practice and hope they can get comfortable with it once they get in the game.
Yeah, you mentioned that competitiveness and that relentless physicality, and that was one of the things that stood out to me. You see Sidney here at the top of the screen. This is something that stood out to me week in and week out with him.
Yeah, pulls the trigger right here, still in post defense. I mean, he's not even the force player here on this play, just great awareness. He's a snap. Guard or the tackle right there, down block, so he pulls the trigger, shocks the wide. I mean, that's the kid right there. This is one of my favorite plays. I mean, obviously all the interceptions and everything, that's one of my favorite plays.
So you talk about the physicality. Sidney Jones, a bit of a slighter frame. I think he's under 190, but you have Rasul Douglas, who's over 200 pounds, really big kid, really well put together. When Eagles fans, when you see him in person, you'll be surprised. This kid's a cornerback. He's at the top of the screen here. Talk about what you see from Rasul Douglas.
Good play here. Obviously off coverage here. We saw Sidney playing. He can play off. He can play press. Obviously he's long. Just good vision right here playing just a version of cover three. So he's off with his eyes on the quarterback. Ball gets thrown in the seam. And then nice little strike right here with his shoulder right in his chest. Good clean play. But you'll see that kid all the tape. You guys are going to love this kid.
Yeah, it's not often you see a cornerback strike a ball carrier. And he's always moving backwards. Yeah. So he doesn't give up much ground at the point of contact.
Yeah, he's not afraid of contact. Likes to put his face in there. Doesn't shy away from it ever. Again, competitive, super competitive. Doesn't matter if it's run pass. If he's to the play, if he's away from the play. This is a Philly guy right here.
Yeah, you see Douglas here at the top of the screen playing an off coverage, and he, again, tries to find the ball late downfield. And it's interesting, whenever you see college corners and they're in this situation, they don't always find the ball downfield, and he's able to find it a little bit late, but he's able to find it and make a play.
He ends up a little slow in transition right there and then ends up out of phase. They kind of shocked him here. Watch this play with him a bunch. He could have, I mean, he looks early, you said it, and then he could have actually just stayed right there. Balls in the air. Some guys get a little spooked right there. They think the guy's going to run by him, so they think they got to go back and find him, and then ends up making a good play right here. But obviously we'd like to see him just keep running with his eyes on the ball right here and go up and snatch this thing.
And that's where that length, that
good body control to come back and knock that down.
Sure. So then you have this last play here, and again, off coverage. He's definitely played a lot of off coverage there at West Virginia, top of the screen.
Yeah, it's not their scheme. I mean, the way that they played, a lot of cover three, some quarters, so he was always off. I mean, not always, but spent a lot of time off. This is just a little soft squat right here. Good change of direction at the top, not coming out of there too fast. And then goes left foot plant right here. Good with his upper body, gets his feet in the ground, doesn't drift, and then comes down and snatches. It's a good play.
Not affected by the rub element there either.
Yeah, he slides through there nice.
We did a play last night, Greg Cosell and I, from the Senior Bowl where he's in one-on-ones, and you see him, it was a route very similar to this where he sees the break and he's got his eyes immediately on the quarterback expecting that throw.
Yeah, good anticipation with the kid. He understands the game. Spent a lot of time with him in the classroom at West Virginia. He can draw up all 11 guys, which then kind of plays into what you're talking about as far as knowing splits, awareness, who's lined up where. So when the ball gets snapped, he has at least some kind of an idea what's going to go on. So super excited. Great kid.
On Friday, I talked with Chris Wilson about Derek Barnett. He said he slept easy Thursday night. I'm sure it felt pretty good. Sidney Jones, Roswell Douglas on day two.
Excellent.
Coach Onland, appreciate the time here on Eagle Draft Central.
Absolutely.